ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to News Time.
Hi Emily.
Howdy Emily.
In today's episode, you'll hear about a flight that didn't quite go to plan. We'll meet a teen spelling sensation and learn about a threat to birds around the country. And a potential solution too. Remember, if you love News Time, don't forget to tell your friends and teachers all about it so they can listen too. Are you ready?
Ready spaghetti.
This is News Time!
Seatbelts are an important safety feature of cars, coaches and airplanes too.
So you don't flip sideways?
Because if there's like turbulence, you don't just shake around.
So you don't fall off your seat.
Because it's dangerous. Because you can fall, and if there's turbulence, you can go all over the place.
You're all over it. Recently, there was a flight travelling in Canada from Victoria to Toronto. It was leaving late at night and all the passengers were strapped in and ready to go. Well, all the passengers except one. There was a child on the flight who refused to put on their seatbelt. Their parent tried to convince them to sit down for takeoff with no luck. It wouldn't be safe for the flight to take off with the child's seatbelt unbuckled. If the plane wobbled around in takeoff, the child would be injured. So the pilot had to steer the plane along the ground from the runway back to the airport building for that child and their family to get off. By the time the child was travelling back to the airport building, it was too late at night for the flight to take off. It means all the passengers had to get off the plane too and spend the night in the wrong city. It was a pretty stressful time with all those people having to find a hotel at the last minute.
I feel bad for the family and everyone else.
Dad.
I think that little boy is a little bit selfish for stopping the whole aircraft so, like, everybody missed their flight. The people there could have, like, wanted to see their family for, like, a special occasion.
It sounds like a stressful time for everyone involved. The pilot, the staff, the passengers, and the family too. It's a tricky one. Do you have any advice for that child or any kid who doesn't want to wear a seatbelt?
Sit down. Always wear a seatbelt on a plane.
Always sit down on a plane.
Don't be selfish.
I would have said, please sit down, and because you're being very annoying.
I would just say, sit down and I'll give you a chocolate bar, but I won't.
It's a good reminder that most rules are there for a reason, to keep us safe.
Another story, please.
You might have heard about bird flu. It's an illness that only affects birds and it can make them really unwell.
It's the flu for birds.
A sickness that birds can catch.
It's where birds can get sick.
It's where birds get the flu and get very sick.
There have been different strains of bird flu in the past. A strain is a type of the same disease. Because we've seen strains of bird flu in the past, we already know how tricky they can be to deal with, and scientists and the government have learnt some better ways to deal with the issue. There's a new strain around called H5N1, and people are working fast to make sure it doesn't spread to too many birds around Australia. Phillip Island in Victoria is home to lots of little penguins, and they're at risk too. Thankfully, people have come up with a plan to stop them getting sick.
That they're trying to get all of the, like, birds and like, non-owned birds vaccinated to prevent it spreading.
Yeah, that's exactly right. About 5,000 little penguins are going to be rounded up and vaccinated, given a little needle to help them fight off bird flu if they ever come in contact with it in the wild.
Oh, you get a needle. You stop being sick.
Like, it protects you from getting, like, all sort of flus or sicknesses.
It'll take 2 doses of this vaccine before it works, so the birds will need to be rounded up twice. I'm not sure if that would be a fun or a stressful job, trying to herd 5,000 wildly waddling little penguins. Because birds fly and migrate around the country and around the world, it's a complicated job to keep them from spreading bird flu. It's great that the governments and organisations around the world are working together to help stop the spread. If you see a sick or injured bird, leave it alone. Touching the bird might spread the illness.
Report it.
Stay away.
Don't touch it. And call for help. Tell a grown-up.
Great tips. Hopefully one day soon, the only thing birds will be spreading is their wings.
Another story, please!
Dineth Fernando is 14 years old and moved to Australia about a year ago. He came to Australia from Sri Lanka and has learnt English as an additional language. Back in Sri Lanka, he played a board game called Scrabble a lot. Players get given letters at random and take turns adding the letters to a board to make a word. The words need to connect with ones that have already been played on the board. It's a good game to get you thinking about how letters can blend in different ways, and there are lots of games like it. Do you play any word games at home?
I played word games with my family.
That one's where, like, you pick up a card, you have this little, like, it's sort of like a timer, but you, like flip it upside down, you have 5 seconds to answer the question, and it's like, what colour comes after red in the rainbow?
It's like a game in where there's a pen button in the middle and there's lots of letters, and you choose a category and you have to say a word before the buzzer goes off.
Goodness, you're reminding me how much I just love word games, just like Dineth. When he moved to Australia, he brought his love of this word game with him. He kept playing, which he says helped him make friends and feel comfortable in this new country. After less than a year, he entered the Australian Youth Scrabble Championship and won! And that gave him the confidence to compete at the World Youth Scrabble Championships. You might have guessed this, but Dineth won that too!
Cray cray. Because he only just learned English, and if it wasn't English, that's actually crazy.
Dineth says he studied about 200 words per day in the lead up to the event. And that's how he had lots of words to choose from stored up in his noggin. He also has a special coach who helps him play complicated words in a strategic way.
I think he studies too much.
Impressive.
Winning an international competition is a huge achievement, and Dineth hopes to use his impressive work ethic and big vocabulary to help him train to be a doctor when he grows up. Good luck, Dineth, and congratulations! Alrighty, have you been paying attention? Because it's time for today's quiz. Question 1. In which country was the flight that couldn't take off? Canada. Question 2. What sort of bird is being vaccinated against bird flu? Penguins. Question 3. How many words did Dineth study per day to prepare? 200. And your news noodler, a question to chat about with the people around you. Choose a game you might like to get really good at, like Dineth did. What steps could you take to get better at it? And there you have it. That's news time done and dusted for today.
Bye.
Thanks a million.
You're welcome. Catch you on Friday. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.
From Albertosaurus to Archaeopteryx and Zalmoxes to Zingongosaurus, you'll find all your favourite prehistoric pals and predators in the greatest podcast of all time.
Welcome to the Dino Dome!
I'm sports reporter Amanda Shalala.
And I'm paleontologist, aka Mesozoic Master, Tim Richards.
And every week we commentate as dinosaurs compete across ever-changing terrains in a race for the coveted Dino Dome Cup.
There are carnivores, herbivores, omnivores, flyers, swimmers, slowpokes, and speedsters.
Anything goes in the Dino Dome.
Join us for the Mesozoic Mayhem on the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.
Let's get ready to roar!